mentioned it a time or two already, but here we are, the end of another year, actually the end of a decade. And it's a reflective time of year. It's even the word on our bulletin, reflect. And so it's a time perhaps when you turn on your radio and you hear the top whatever, 100 of 2019, or you hear the top 40, or you hear about stories that have happened during the year. Christmas is over, yet lingering, and there is sort of a, I don't know, maybe none of you experienced it, sort of a bit of a natural letdown, you know, after the season, after the time, after the events, after the gatherings, and we've shopped for presents, maybe prepared a dinner of some kind, perhaps gone to some Christmas events or gatherings. This year past, there have been times of joy and of sadness, as well as excitement and maybe disappointment or heartbreak. We're a little older, a little more experienced, a few more scars. And in a few days, we will begin a new year, 2020. New roads, new adventures, new challenges, a new decade. And yet we can all look back and see different things. And that's what I'd like to do just for a few moments as we gather together this morning, is to take time to reflect. As we gathered on Sundays in 2019 as Pioneer Park Church, we first considered a series way back at the beginning of the year called The Fullness of God. I don't know if you remember that. It was almost a year ago. Some of y'all don't remember what you did yesterday, but, I don't have a lot of hope that you've remembered that, but that's why it's on the screen, to help you remember. We started out with a series called The Fullness of God, and we said, what's God look like? And we went through that for a number of weeks, and then we followed that with a series called Chosen. What does God look like? Who are we in Him? And then we talked about prayer. We looked at the purpose and the posture and the power and the persistence of prayer. And then there was Easter, Good Friday, Easter Sunday. And then we did a series after that called Reading Between the Lines. That was our after Easter series. It was about the importance of God's Word in our lives on a regular basis. And then we considered Living to Give. It was our call to stewardship. You know, the stewardship of our... Thank you. I just wondered, like, I get tired of hearing me say it. I didn't know if you did or you picked up at all that, you know, when I talk about stewardship, we talk about the three T's: stewardship of our time, talent, and treasure. And so we talked about living to give of our time, of our talent, and our treasure that God has blessed us with. And then we went on from there and looked at the series considering reflecting the glory of God. It's actually been mentioned this morning, that idea of being the light of Jesus in the world, being the light of Jesus to those around us. And then summertime was our consideration of the Ten Commandments, whether they are simply relics of the past or relevant to our life today. Relics or relevant. And if you were here, I trust you walked away from that believing and understanding that they are relevant to our lives today, not just relics of the past. Then we touched on a series called Jesus Always. It was about building faith. What was Jesus doing and telling us that's relevant in our lives still today? And then, of course, we wrapped up this year with a series called Good News. It was about the birth, the coming of Jesus into this world to bring hope, to bring His love, to bring joy and peace, restoration of relationship with God, themes all throughout our Advent time. That was our Sunday morning consideration in a nutshell, and you heard that from different people this year, like Steve and if you remember Tim and Chris Bonus and myself, and hopefully through the words and music shared during the Thanksgiving service that Jen led just not so long ago. We also had Teen Challenge come and share in the ministry they have with young men. And it's always been good to hear from you, Kim, and you, Becky, you know, when you are able to be here, to hear what God's doing in different places in the world and how you talked about last week, Kim, there was a hunger even for God's word. Is it the Akawaya people? Yeah, that's a cool word, so I wanted to just throw it in and say it. And I probably didn't say it right, but that's okay. Life groups continued the things that we looked at on Sunday, and they continued it on for further reflection during weekly get-togethers, and that's something that was part of our announcements today, that if you want to be part of a life group in this coming year, which takes what we talk about often on a Sunday morning and just sort of, you know, hashes that out a little more. What did he mean when he was talking about this? And how does that really actually apply to my life? And is that really what God's calling us to? And so life groups continued those things that we looked at on Sunday mornings. And there was so much more in this past year, time that we reflect upon. I don't know if you remember the Romanian church that used to rent here? They rented for some 13 years here. This was the year that they moved. They built a church down near Princess Otto, down by the highway there, and they moved into their new building after 13 years here, and boy, we wondered, should we rent it out again to somebody, or how's that going to go? And you know, we now have a Korean group that's renting the church, a Korean church, and you can see the sign out front. They moved in here. Wow, this year babies were born, right? Yeah. We hear that. Lovely sounds, by the way, just so you know. And loved ones went home to be with the Lord. And we celebrated their lives here on earth. Spouses, grandparents, parents, children, siblings, ministry associates, neighbors, and friends. Just to mention some of the relationships that they shared with us. You as a church also responded in 2019 to a kind of a fun challenge we put out. It was a financial challenge to bring some finances into the storehouse. And Marlene, did we raise about $8,000 through that challenge giving? Yeah, that was just kind of blew my mind. I thought maybe we could get a couple thousand, and you came up with $8,000 that allows us to do some really cool things and continue ministry and serving our community. And then, of course, there were the seniors' lunches. You may not be part of that, but that took place each month. And in our Sunday school, which is going on right now, you know, some Sundays you can really hear it, right? Let's listen. No, not so much, just rain. Other times I have to speak louder because they're right underneath here, and it gets real loud and it's awesome. And so there's our Sunday school and Sunday school teachers that are part of that every Sunday morning. On I think it's Thursday mornings, it's changed, but there's a ladies' Bible study that meets here in the church out in the foyer there, and they spend some time together. There have been youth meetings on Thursday nights throughout this year. Charlotte and Isaac, you'll remember them. They concluded ministry here and are following God and other ministry directions in their lives, and just really stepping out in faith, believing that God is leading them into this time of ministry in their lives, and I believe that too. You remember Tim. Tim was part of our ministry here and worked and served. And remind me, Steve, did Tim take a ministry position in Markham? Yeah, and so he's serving God in a church in the Markham area. And so, again, we I think I said it when I first came here and observed it, that part of our identity here is that we're able to see some folks come and to be a part and to give them an opportunity for learning and training and then to be able to send them out. And we have friends all over the world because of that, all over. And it's an awesome thing. Several of you have had family visit from different countries, and we've been blessed to be able to say hello and to see and to renew friendships and make some new ones. Of course, there is our food cupboard program. I thought it was neat not too long ago. Sandy, I don't remember what month it was, but about 250 kids again this year, marched down from St. Timothy's School just on the hill there. They marched down and walked along the sidewalk and came around in the parking lot here and then in the door, dropped off a food item back out and back up to their school. 250 kids marching down the street. They didn't march. That's odd and weird. They just walk like kids walk, you know, and and they brought food down and they dropped off a whole bunch of stuff because they wanted to be part of serving their community as well. And we have a way of doing that. And so the whole school and all the teachers and staff came and gave food. And it doesn't matter who we are and what our differences are. Came together to be part of serving our community. That was absolutely amazing. We have leftovers as well from the Christmas Miracle Food Drive that come here to the food cupboard where schools and places collect food, and Christmas hampers are given out at Christmas time through a local community program, and then our food cupboard program is blessed with those leftovers, and we're able to disperse them even further out in our community. We continue to have the privilege of struggle sometimes, but privilege of receiving bread from Cobbs once a week. On a Monday night, we go and pick up bread from Cobbs, which is up near Fairway. It's right on the corner of Fairway and Manitou. And each night, their leftover bread goes to a charity program. And we get Monday nights. So listen, if you want to be part of that, it's really cool. You like just walk in the store, you walk in the back, and you start hauling bread off the shelves, and Sandy tells you exactly what to do and where you're going to go and carrying what. And so if you want to be involved in that, it's really a neat thing. How long does it take? An hour tops. They've got it down to a bit of a science. And so you show up at Cobbs about 7:55 is when we get to go in the store, scoop the shelves off, there's bins, we put them in the vans, come down here, bag it, you're done. By in an hour. So, I mean, it's cool and it's easy. Hard to remember, but it's easy. And so if you want to do that, if you say, hey, I've got an hour on a Monday night or an hour and a half, talk to Sandy. She's at the back there waving her hand, and she'd love to hear from you. Cobbs on Monday night, and then we get to give that out. But you know what's cool, too, is we get food in from the program, and then other organizations show up on a Tuesday morning and get some of the stuff from us too. So we're not just giving to our community. There's other organizations from Cambridge and other places that come here and get food. And then we have another source for meat as well that's connected within our family here from a place of work. And it's just a crazy thing that works together. We have a backpack program that's also associated with that. Jean, are you right close by or are you downstairs? She's downstairs. And I think it was this year. Was it this year that a bar that was closing across the street? It might have been this year, or maybe it was 2 years? Okay, last year. Well, we have so let me finish the bar story. Even though it was last year, you know, we've had other places in the community contribute to the backpack program that we're able to give out backpacks to families that need them, you know, at that season. And so that's part of a thing that we run through the food cupboard program as we're able to connect with people. Then, of course, there was Alex and Nancy. They're not here today, but do you remember Alex and Nancy came from India, and they had been married there, and we had a ceremony here for them on a Sunday morning as they placed rings on each other's fingers again, and just wanted to do that before us because they feel such a part of this family, and that was a neat time. There were baby dedications that brought a special blessing to our hearts this year as well. The prayer chain, I've often had call from the prayer chain and those who are part of that, phoning and emailing, and that is so important. We had a Leaders Day apart at Creef Hills to talk about some things, to talk about vision and possibilities for our church going forward. There were baptisms. And then there are the things that you do outside of here. Many of you are involved in community opportunities to show God's love. Way to go. Way to go. Keep doing that. Do it even more. There were celebrations and vacations and jobs gained, lost, and changed. There were moves. There were graduations and retirements. Renovations began here or at the church. Lights and windows in our entrance area and lighting there. Of course, there was family camp. Some of you are part of that through the years. I don't know if anybody remembers the St. Patrick's Day lunch fundraiser. That was fun. We had a great time that Sunday, St. Patrick's Day lunch. And then, you know, of course, there's our Christmas gatherings where we spend time eating and playing some games together and stealing from one another. And it's just a great time together. Well, if you're part of that, you know, it's the gift game. It's a Christian stealing, so it's okay. Then there's our Christmas Eve services. We've just recently celebrated some of the countries that we represent in the Pioneer Park Church family. And I said it before, and I'll say it again. As Patty and I were sitting at home, we were just reflecting and going over the number of nationalities that are represented here at Pioneer Park Church, and we came up with 18 nationalities represented in our congregation who are directly from those countries. Then there are several first-generation Canadians as well here. And so it's just, it's amazing, and it's a blessing, and it's wonderful to be able to celebrate here together God's goodness in that way. Becky, I have your name written down here too, and I have YWAM Fire. Just quickly, what's happening with, is everything rebuilt or nothing's rebuilt or... Yeah, okay. And that was the YWAM headquarters for Lebanon, Pennsylvania. And I remember, was that in January-ish? March, okay. And so that's still a prayer item for where to land and locate. And then, of course, Kim, I wrote your name down, sharing about ministry in Guyana and bringing the good news to people living in the Amazon jungle. That's right. Yeah. Hungry to hear about God who loves them. And I brought a sample with me. Who could forget this year our volunteer mugs? Yes. If you didn't get one, I have several left over. It's a picture of a few guys. I might recognize myself and Steve and Isaac high-fiving. It says, thanks a latte for volunteering, thanks a latte for volunteering, Pioneer Park Church 2019. You will not see these anywhere else in the world. And so if you want one, just let me know. I'll get you one. Don't wash it in a dishwasher. Don't even wash it because it'll just come off. So just keep drinking. Rinse it out. You know, once it gets dark inside, you can throw it out because I have more and you can have one. So, yeah, that was something. And then there was our yard sale. Thanks so much again to you who gave and donated and participated. And we fill up this front lawn and we fill up the curb and people drive by and stop and the proceeds go to help support the food bank program. Then there was a plant sale. We tried a plant sale this year. It was out in the parking lot. Carrie Eaton headed that up and it was the weather just like today. And it was great. They liked it. I didn't. They liked it. They wore their rain gear. They sold plants. People buy plants. And so they had that sale. I'm sure they'll do that again. And then there was Operation Christmas Child. You remember the shoe boxes that we make opportunity for you to fill and to just to bless families in other places in the world that just have nothing or have very little. And so they get to have those shoe boxes, the kids do, and they also get to hear the good news. They also get to hear about Jesus. Way to go to be part of that. Again, extending the love of God in different places in our world. And then there were potlucks. I don't know if you all have ever been to one of our potlucks, but they're great. And by the way, next Sunday after church, potluck, yeah. First Sunday of the month, so come on, bring something. Now, as I have in the past, I do acknowledge that potlucks can be dangerous. And they can be dangerous in the following way. You see, at a potluck, you have the potential to move from the edges of community to creating personal relationships. It's a little scary, but you might get to know someone, even if they've attended here for a while. Or they may get to know you better in that context. And when we care about one another the way God calls us to, well, God can do amazing things with that too. And so it's not just to fill our bellies. It's to have a time of fellowship together that's different than just gathering here. By the way, potluck set up and take down people, thank you. And all you dishwashers every time, thank you. Absolutely amazing. Kitchen cleanup and organization, that happened during a week where some ladies came in and happened to be ladies, I think it was, and they just cleaned things up, cleared things up, and it was wonderful. Thank you for doing that. One of the original pastors of Pioneer Park Church, Pastor Cather, came one Sunday and brought a word, or two, or many more, actually. I'd say that if he was here, too. So we experienced sickness this past year, many of you. Many of you have also experienced God's healing touch and have been grateful and thankful and shared that. We think of all of our teams and individuals who have served that just make a Sunday morning happen. It just doesn't happen without teams and individuals coming together and working. Our nursery, our custodian. Thanks, Sandy, for all you do that's unseen, and thank you. And before Sandy was Jan. And then we have church rentals. You probably don't even hardly know about them. There are groups that come in and rent our church at night, and we set up tables and chairs for them so they can have a business meeting or a music recital. And so we do that several times during the year, and they pay a fee to rent, and it's all good. And then there's our church treasurer. Our church treasurer is one of the hardest working people. Yeah. I really mean it. I'm not sucking up because she writes paychecks. I'm telling you, Marlene is one of the hardest working people that I've seen in a volunteer position like that. And thank you, Marlene. We've clapped, you know, but really, I don't know, A, why you do it, B, how you do it. I know it's your service to God in that way, and you've said that often, and I appreciate it, and I know we all do. And you keep us on track. And we invite you to continue to keep us on track and to be good stewards. Steve, you're bending down at the back there. Are you playing with your little one? Yeah, you don't have to come up here. I just wanted to point you out there. Steve is now a licensed minister with the Church of God. And so, you know, like, cool, way to go, Pastor Steve. You earned that. Steve has one more module. Yeah. Steve has one more unit he has to do. In the requirements in the Church of God before he becomes an ordained minister in the Church of God. And so just encouraging him to, thanks, Daniel. Encouraging him along that track and just seeing how God's working in his life. And Elizabeth here in the front. Hi, Elizabeth. Yep. Elizabeth is working currently in our office, as Patricia has over the past year, and she's away for a time. And so Elizabeth is in the office. If you wonder something, or you need to call the office, you'll hear Elizabeth, or you'll hear my voice. You can leave a message for her, or you can talk to her about something. You've also shown faithfulness in financial stewardship, and I say thank you. Thank you for that. Our facility also, again this year, has sometimes been the meeting place for the Church of God Eastern Canada and their board meetings, as well as the General Assembly that happens here in March. So this place gets used a lot. It gets used a lot. And I'm sure there are things that I could have mentioned that I've overlooked this morning. And if I haven't mentioned your name and I could have or should have or some area of ministry, then I apologize. It's not because it's not important or an integral part of what we do here and how God has blessed us. It's just that I've overlooked it. It's good to look back at the blessings and be grateful to God for what He's doing in and through and for us. And so again, thank you for your faithfulness to serving God in this place and beyond this place. Thank you for sharing of your time and your talent and your treasure. And as we close out this year, I want to say to you that Patty and I are grateful and thankful for many things. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your love. And thank you for your prayers, because without that, it's not going to happen. Pioneer Park Church has been blessed in 2019 in many ways. I want to share with you something that Jesus said about people who are blessed and one of the things he called us to do because of it. In Matthew chapter 5, I'm reading parts of the verses of verses 3 to 16. God blesses those who are poor in spirit. In other words, humble and realize their need for him. God blesses those who mourn. They will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, or other translations use the word righteousness. God blesses those who are merciful. They will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure. God blesses those who work for peace. They will be called the children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right. Here's a fun part. God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. A great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. You are the light of the world. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see. So do that. Let's do that this year. Let's continue to let our good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. I was reminded again in this past month, just in the past couple weeks, that there are people watching us. There are people watching Pioneer Park Church. In fact, they're even watching from their living rooms, and they see what Pioneer Park Church is doing in this community. They see one of the ways we serve this community, and it motivated them to call and to want to give. A gentleman called the office, and he said he'd like to donate some food to our food cupboard program. He came a couple hours later with a few bags of food, and he said, "You do a good work here." I didn't know who he was. I'd never met him before. I had to ask him his name to remind me from the phone call who he was. He said, "You do a good work here. We can see you and see people coming for food. We watch from our living room window in the apartment building over on Green Valley." Wow. Like, that's over there in those apartments. They're watching us. They're watching us from their windows of where they live. Then he said, "My sister also wants to give, but she wondered if she could make a financial donation." I'm like, cool. I thought that was pretty cool. We see you, and you're doing a good work. It's just an example, but people see. They notice. And hopefully, they recognize God in what we do. Not just our efforts, but that they recognize God in that. Our efforts are important, and Jesus calls us to make those efforts, but there's something even more important, folks, than that, and it's that people would come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, the one who can forgive their sins. You know, so many people try everything but God. And then I see so often life just gets terrible and there's trouble and there's heartache and they don't know what to do, but they'll try anything but God. I'm like, why not try? Give them a shot. But more than, there they are. It's not just about our efforts. It's about seeing people come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, the one who can forgive their sins. We as leadership at Pioneer Park Church believe that as a church, we ought to have a vision to see more people do life with Jesus. That ought to be our vision, is to see more people do life with Jesus. And do that through encountering Jesus. I mean, you have to do that before you can do life with him, to encounter Jesus, and then through experiencing Jesus, and then through being able to express Jesus to others so that they can then encounter, experience, and express Jesus, and so on, and so on, and so on. But we'll talk more about that next week. That's okay. Today's about reflecting with gratitude. Yes, Jesus was born, and we've just celebrated that, but he was born that he might die and be raised again so that we could be forgiven of our sins and walk in a relationship with God, having the promise of eternal life, the promise of heaven in his presence. It tells us that Jesus is coming again someday. It's his second advent, if you will. And until then, we're to live for him and to share the good news with others in the ways that we can. We're not all talkers. Some of us just get terrified and don't know what to say, but we can do things. We can act in ways that show and express God's love to others. As we wait, we're called to remember that sacrifice that Jesus made. And the most visible way we do that is through what we call communion. It symbolizes that sacrifice Jesus made of his body and the shedding of his blood. That's a whole other story, so that we could be made right before God. And today we're going to participate in communion. Taking communion doesn't make you a Christian. It's something that Christians do. It's one of the ways we remember what Jesus did for us and that he's coming again. And so I'm going to ask those who are helping this morning and serving in communion to come as we take a few moments at the end of our service, at the end of this year, the end of this decade, to not only reflect, and we've celebrated Jesus' birth, but also to reflect on the fact that he died for us, that he gave his life for us. So I know there are some folks who have been asked to help this morning, so I'm going to invite you just to come up right now as we do that today. We're going to pass out the bread and invite you just to hold it for a moment, and then we're going to eat together. So those who have been asked to help this morning are coming, and we'll just do that. Lord, we've celebrated your birth. But Father, we know the purpose of your birth. Sometimes it's hard to say. Was that you might... that you might show us the love of God, that you might show us the way, but also that you would make the ultimate sacrifice for us. Thank you for doing that. I pray that we would always be grateful, even in the midst of our celebrations, that we'd be grateful for what you did in making a way for us to be made right with God. So, Father, we ask that you would bless this symbol as we take part this morning. In Jesus' name.